Robin Roberts has had a difficult decade by anyone's standards. The co-host of Good Morning America lost her father in 2004. Then her hometown in Mississippi was wiped out by Hurricane Katrina. A year later, she found out she had breast cancer and had barely recovered when she was diagnosed with MDS, a rare disease that required a life-saving bone marrow transplant. Roberts lost her mother during that treatment. Through it all, she was trying to balance the demands of a high-profile job that often requires making personal struggles part of a public story. Roberts has written a new memoir detailing a lot of these struggles. It's called Everybody's Got Something, something her mom used to say to her.
She said it when we were young, and we would be outside and something wouldn't quite go our way, and we'd come back in complaining about this and complaining about that, and she would say, oh, you know, everybody's got something. And as we got older, I remember really when I was unfortunately diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007, and I had that moment of, wow, you know, I can't believe I'm going through this. Why is this happening to me? And my mother sweetly and gently said, honey, everybody's got something. Mm. And it just really stuck with me, Rachel. It's like, yeah, and my something is no bigger, no more important, no anything more than anybody else.
As you mentioned, you were diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007. You were then treated and had a good prognosis.
Mm-hmm.
When
yeah.
did you first hear the term MDS or myelodysplastic syndrome?
It wasn't until 2011 when I wasn't feeling quite well. And then 2012, the early part of that year, and I was tired, Rachel. I was just, you know, something's not, and I kept thinking, I'm going to shake it. And fortunately, I had regularly gone to see the doctor and had blood work done, and I was always concerned that the cancer would return.
Were you relieved when you heard, oh, yeah, it's not the cancer?
Yes, you know what? You're right, I was, because I thought, because I'm cancer, I don't want cancer again. And I'm thinking, yay! And they're like, woo, wait a minute, dial it down a little bit.
What is the connection, or was there a connection, between your breast cancer diagnosis in 2007 and your MDS?
Thank you for asking that, because there's a question about that. My oncologist at the time, been practicing medicine for decades, and I was only the third patient in her time as a doctor that this has happened. So it is extremely rare, but they do believe that there was a link between the treatment for breast cancer and MDS, for me at least.
So what was your prognosis going into the transplant? What kind of odds did they give you?
At first, they weren't quite sure. And they kept doing more tests. I had a couple of bone marrow aspirations, which are quite uncomfortable. And the doctor just kind of put it in a computer and turned the screen. And there was a graph of 1 year and 2 years. And there was a dot in the middle. And I thought it meant that I had between 1 or 2 years to do something. Or
to figure it out?
To figure it out. That's what I thought. I thought that's... And he was like, no. That's your life expectancy.
Oh, my.
And you got my attention. And I remember I slapped my fist on his desk, and I was like, okay, you know, what do we do? What's the game plan? And he handed me some swab kits and said, you have to see if your siblings are a match. And I remember my father had passed in 2004, and it was one of the rare times my mother was really upset with me. I said to her, Mom, I have to have Dorothy and Sally Ann, my two sisters, checked, and I need to ask you something, Mama. I know Daddy's not here anymore. Does he have any more kids out there? I mean, and she looked, oh, mercy, honey. And I'm like, I don't know, maybe, you know, but I need some help. I need a miracle. I'll give you a pass, Mama. I promise, may he rest in peace. I will not get mad. And she was just like, oh, mercy.
But I assume the answer was no.
No, yeah. The answer was no, Rachel. It was an emphatic no.
So all the while, you go through this transplant, and throughout, you have to balance your health issues with a very high-profile job and very public persona. For years, you did talk about your family in Mississippi, whom you're very close with, but you left out a huge part of your life, your partner, mm-hmm. Whose name is Amber. Why did you decide to keep that private for so long?
When I met Amber, I was grieving the loss of my father. Less than a month later, Hurricane Katrina wiped out my hometown of Pascrochan, Mississippi. Then a year later, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. Point being, we had a lot that was going on. And I'm not trying to shy away from it's a fair question. I know it's hard for some people to believe. Not everybody wants to be in the spotlight. Mm. Amber is someone who very proud of what I do, but does not want to be the focus. And it has changed somewhat for her. But she also realized, because she is in the book, that as a caregiver, she has her side of the story. And I was so grateful that she allowed me to acknowledge her, because she is a strong, strong woman who has been by my side for almost 9 years.
How's your health now, if I can ask? Has anything about your life and how you live it changed as a result?
Oh, there's a depth to it now. I just have a better appreciation. But I tell you, Rachel, I'm not going to be one of those, this is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah.
No. I learned lessons from it. I would have rather learned them another way, not cancer, not MDS. But I think it, when you go through something like this, it accentuates, it heightens what's there to begin with. And I would like to think I was a halfway decent person, and even more so now.
Robin Roberts, she is co-host of Good Morning America on ABC. Her memoir is called Everybody's Got Something. It is on bookshelves now. Robin, thanks so much for talking with us and taking the time.
I enjoyed it, Rachel. Thank you.